The Big Moo. Stop trying to be perfect and start being remarkable. Edited by Seth Godin. Let's begin with the truths. Actually, we'll begin with only two facts. One, the only way to grow is to be remarkable. Two, the only barrier to being remarkable is your ability to persuade your peers to make it happen. A Purple Cow. A few years ago, Seth Godin wrote a book called Purple Cow. It was all about how why you need to be remarkable. The title came from simply a story about how boring brown cows are and how remarkable a purple cow would be. A Big Moo. Good enough is no longer good enough because now everything is good enough. Our expectations of quality are unrealistic. We don't just want to be satisfied, we want to be blown away. A few months after the book came out, Seth ran into a group that was brainstorming about ways to make their company remarkable. After a while, one participant blurted out, "That's not good enough. We need to create a big moo." Remarkable or invisible? Remarkable is not in the eyes of the marketer. It doesn't matter one bit how hard you worked on something or how cool you think it is. It's up to the consumer. If the consumer thinks it's worth remarking about, then you've got a purple cow. In order to grow at the pace the markets demand, you and your colleagues must find the big moo. The insight that is so astounding that people can't help but remark on it. There isn't a logical, proven step-by-step formula we can follow. Instead, there's a chaotic path through the woods. A path that includes side routes encompassing customer service, unconventional dedication, unparalleled leadership, and daring to dream. Stop being ordinary. So where to begin? Here are five quick suggestions. 1. Avidly collect first-hand experiences. Take pains to observe and understand nuances from the front lines of your business. A.G. Lafley, CEO of the $50 billion Procter & Gamble, still regularly finds time to visit individual homes and talk with customers to keep current on what really matters to people. He could obviously delegate that role, but he finds the time to make his own first-hand observations because he knows that they're important. So can you. 2. Practice the principle of beginner's mind. People with a thirst for learning can momentarily set aside what they know. They're confident in their knowledge, yet willing to challenge it when confronted with new information. 3. Keep an idea wallet so you don't lose momentary insights. Real-world anthropologists carried a field notebook and a camera to record their discoveries. 4. Be a proactive idea broker and practice continuous cross-pollination. Try to give equal weight to learning and collaborating so that you can be a conduit for fresh ideas. 5. Embrace the power of storytelling to bring it all together. Medtronic and Blue Chip Medical Technology Company reports that when their teams need extra spark, they bring in patients and ask them to talk about how Medtronic product changed their lives. The results are positively electric. These life-affirming stories leave hardly a dry eye in the house, and the entire Medtronic team returns to work with renewed energy, motivated to do their absolute best. 3 steps ahead. Big organizations with lots of power fall in love with one-step innovations. They believe their power will be enough to defeat the competition by the time they get to the market. And sometimes they're right. 2 steps are tempting. 2 steps mean that everyone understands what you're up to when you pitch an idea to them. But 2 steps is still a problem because your smart competitors are 3 steps ahead. Your organization will ultimately be defeated by the competitors that are willing to take 3 steps. 3 steps change the game. Organizations that think 3 steps ahead are the groundbreakers and the pathfinders. Here is the big news. If your strategy is to lie low, do your job, follow instructions, and hope that nobody notices you, A, nobody will ever notice you, and B, you are actually increasing the chances of something bad happening. If, on the other hand, you develop a reputation as the person who is always pushing the envelope, challenging the organization to go to the next level, and using your influence to get good stuff done, you've got the world's best job security. 3 rules of life and everything else. 1. Your attitude is your life. You can choose your attitude. Your attitude changes your life and lives of those around you. 2. Maximize your options. When we lock ourselves into the one possibility of how things must be done, our businesses, our lives, lives of those around us also get stuck. 3. Don't let the seeds stop you from enjoying the watermelon. Tell this to yourself every day. It will help change your attitude. Ready or not, in defence of your own readiness, are you ready to take the plunge? Are you ready to do an original life-affirming, remarkable thing? The German philosopher poet gave us the only bit of wisdom we need. Whatever you can do or dream, begin it. Boldness has genius, magic, and power in it. Begin it now. But wait, you say to Goethe, even though he says begin it twice to you, I'm not ready. Well, you're terribly wrong. 1. You don't need. A life of quiet desperation, not now, not ever. Permission. It's highly overrated. Imagine Steve Jobs seeking permission. A lot of fancy moves. Duke Ellington only had 4. More experience. Beginning it is the experience. To forgive yourself for the things that you've screwed up. It's history. To be computer literate. The best decisions and the best ideas come from people, not machines. A degree. MBAs and other three-letter words are also overrated. Ask Tom Peters, who has 3 degrees and still got fired by McKinsey, only to go on to become the next big thing. Praise your idea. Constructive criticism is a much more helpful filter. An invitation. Waiting to be asked to. The table, the dance, the game, the party, the big meeting is a waste of energy that keeps you from starting. A baseline or a benchmark. By the time you've baselined and benchmarked, it's already too late. A consensus. Even if you buy the notion that consensus means 50% approval. Money. Bootstrapping is simply a design constraint. 2. You do need passion. To get over the hurdles. Trust. Tiny threads of passion always lead to bigger threads. Attention. Watch out for threads and they become tapestries. Guts to ask the question, what's missing? An attitude that suggests I'm prototyping, playing, and pallying around. To arm yourself against perfectionists when you choose to use this attitude, they don't like it. And the realization that learning is a paradox. It is a life-affirming and often painful because you care, and without it, you're literally dead. What now? Go do something remarkable. Buy books for everyone you work with. Go do something else remarkable. Repeat.